This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon. Today we are going to go through this whole idea of attracting what you want. I have a feeling I've talked about this before, but I suppose there's a couple of points even saying that. One is it's always going to be bringing different thoughts and communicating from different angles the second, third, fourth time. But also the other thing is that repetition is a mother of all skill. Like, the amount of times that I needed to hear something to really first go know of it, then go deeper and know about it, then truly start to relate with it, and then even past that, really start to embody what that, you know, idea, thought, or meme was. So today, I'm going to talk about this idea around stop trying to attract shit into your life. Now, let me explain why I say it like that. And I see on social media a lot about, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. I definitely remember saying that on this podcast as a part of this kind of conversation, but also, this idea of like, you want to be around the smartest people. If you're the smartest person in the room, then you're in the wrong room. It's like, if you think you're the smartest person in the room, then you're pretty ignorant. Because there's like something like 26 lines of intelligence, right? From emotional intelligence, from IQ to so many areas of intelligence, in different areas of life, from engineering to the next thing. So if you think you're the smartest person in the room, either you're the only person in the room. Even then, like, I've got a puppy, and that dude can sense shit that I can't. Like, it's this sort of really ignorant way to sort of think about how we want to attract something into our life. It's like there's a certain level of that being a positive way to building a future that you want. Not against that, 100% for it, understand it. But let's switch it. Rather than thinking about what you're actually attracting, think about what you're projecting, right? This is even more important, because it's not like, what am I getting? What's in it for me? It's going, what am I giving to the world, right? Because these two things are actually connected. So one of the clients that I had, and she's fantastic. She's down in Victoria. Bonnie, she's really started to get into doing more video content and all that sort of stuff. And the beautiful thing about what she does, and the reason why I mentioned this, is because she talked about it just recently, the projecting versus attracting, which sort of sparked my thinking about it all over again, is that she's such a natural at it, right? Now, what she had to shift from was this idea of, like, trying to attract the right people into the business. Now, that's one example. It's the same thing for me. But it's more like, what the fuck is the reason why you do what you do? And then really learn to sharpen your message and project that out into the world. That is a massive difference, right? Massive difference. Because when we go, hang on a sec, what is it that you're actually giving and contributing to the world while you're here? What are you projecting out, rather than just what's in it for me? Because when you project, like, what you project comes back. And if what you project and you get hate coming back, it's like you have a choice, as difficult as it is to accept that. Like, often hate is just, it's just pain spilling over, right? Because hurt people. Like, people don't hurt someone from a place of happiness. It doesn't help. It's like, fuck, I'm really happy and you're a dick. Like, it's just, it's not really a common normal thing. Now, some people might say that. And I've definitely heard people be like, oh, this person said they're happy and it makes me sad. It's just like, well, that doesn't make you sad. You choose to be sad of it. That's another conversation. But also, just because they say they're happy, was it on social media? Was it over the phone? Are they trying to prove a point? There's so many factors that go into this. It's like, it's irrelevant. It's got nothing to do. Let's focus on you and what you are in control of. What you are in control of is going, what the fuck is my message to the world? What is the, and maybe your world is your family. What's your message to your family, hey? What are you teaching your kids? Because they're watching. What are you going to teach your future kids? Maybe they're not born yet. Your nephews, right? All of this. And And if none of this has landed for you, then I'm not sure why you're actually even listening to anything that I talk about on the podcast. What I mean by that is, in like, there's nothing but that. There's nothing but this legacy of what you contribute. And doesn't mean you personally, but it has to come from this idea of going, what am I going to project out to this world that can help end unnecessary suffering? And one of the biggest things of that is actually ownership. It's like personal responsibility, personal understanding of what is in our ability to respond to. That goes back to the personal power, or the circle, which is full of four things, right? Speech, behavior, thoughts, and feelings or emotions, emoting. It's like, that's what's in our control. And some people will often be like, you made me feel this way. It's like, you're handing your power over. It's like, well, what the fuck happened? They did this and now I felt this way. It's like, yeah, and then you're on social, maybe not you personally, but bear with me, on social media talking about how, you know, you want to, your vibe attracts your tribe. It's like, well, then own your shit. Own you, because if you're not owning your shit and you're vibing that, then guess what fucking tribe you're going to attract? So think about what you're projecting. Think about what you're owning. Think about what you're not owning. And it's all in the language. You can pick it up. You can pick it up. And so the interesting thing around all of this for me is going, the more that we put our message out there to our friends, to our family, to ourselves, the better we get at communicating and understanding it. And this is the other thing, is that if you want to move forward in life, in any aspect, whatever forward looks like for you, one of the prerequisites of that is that the willingness to look stupid, because you don't. Someone that has a hunger to learn and starts at the beginning, they can never look stupid. Somebody that complains and expects to be somewhere where they don't deserve to be looks fucking stupid, right? It's the same thing with understanding everything is this dynamic unfolding process, every fucking thing. And then you get somebody, for example, I get someone at the gym and they're like, yeah, no, I want to, you know, next 8 weeks, you know, I want to, you know, smash it. It's like, okay, so you're a chef, right? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, great, I want to get to being like a fucking high level chef in the next 8 weeks. It's an 8 week challenge. They're like, I think you're undermining how much goes into that. It's like, yeah, I think you are as well. Hey, this is the difference between short term results, long term progression, and the truth, the fucking truth, and your truth. Not just the subjective truth, because that's not true. The objective truth, the fact that it is what it is, and what's in my control to be able to shape how I project myself, my ideas, my thoughts, my love to the world. And what I project will either come back, and if it doesn't, the universe pays me well. It's a quote I remember hearing Gary Vaynerchuk said. He was interviewed and they were like, you know, people are grabbing all your content, putting it in ebooks or in, you know, online products and selling it. Like, do you feel like you've been ripped off? He's like, nah, fuck. He's like, the universe pays me well. If some people are going to do that, I'm not ripped off, because over here I'm getting paid well, whether it be financially, emotionally, mental development, whatever it is, because we understand that there's different levels of payment on this earth. And if you would just be happy to be paid $1 million, but have an empty emotional bank account, would you? I think I know the answer. And if I don't, you're a fucking psychopath. Now, that's full judgment on mine. Disclosure, full judgment. But the idea here is to really look at it and go, hang on a sec, what am I projecting? When people meet me, what am I projecting? And it's not about going, okay, well, how can I project myself to get this person to like me? Because that's attracting all over again. Fucking forget it. Forget that part. How can I project what's true to me without caring about the judgment of other people? Because then I'm not showing up. Showing up is showing up without any fucks given, and it's not just because it's in fashion, but any fucks given about how the other person takes it, because that's their responsibility. Not everyone's going to get it. Not everyone's going to get it. And are you going to be okay with that, is the question. And on that note, I'm done. So team, thank you very much for tuning in. The early bird tickets for the Mood Prep Intensive Weekend has now, well, the first level has gone. It's up to the second level now. You'll find out more at davenixon.com.au/seminars. If you really enjoy this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. Otherwise, if you haven't already, Facebook, Mood Prep Online, join the conversation. Team, I'm out. That's it. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. And slay the fucking dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.